ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court agreeing to hear arguments on whether Donald Trump has absolute immunity from prosecution in the upcoming election interference trial. An appellate court ruled he does not. What is key to the case? The court says arguments will not be heard until April 22nd. Here's ABC News chief legal correspondent Dan Abrams.
Donald Trump and his legal team know they're not going to win the argument that he is completely immune, that the president has complete and total immunity. The question is, when do they decide that? And now, this is a really big win for Donald Trump if you look at his effort as an effort to delay.
Both Donald Trump and President Biden will be at the southern border today. Trump in Eagle Pass, Texas. Biden in Brownsville, Texas, talking about immigration reform. The second largest wildfire in Texas history slowing down as winds got quieter and temperatures dipped. The smokehouse blaze near Amarillo has still burned through 1,300 square miles. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police in Two Rivers say they're getting more tips and information about a missing 3-year-old boy since the FBI offered a $15,000 reward. Volunteer searchers combed several areas around Manitowoc County yesterday. Elijah Vu has been missing since Tuesday of last week. Law enforcement is still asking for the public's help. More electric buses are on the road in Wisconsin. Susan Mudd is an advocate with the Environmental Law and Policy Center.
Riders on buses, including the drivers, will experience zero tailpipe emissions, which they now do because fumes, unfortunately, often get recirculated.
Mudd's group is asking utilities to help build charging stations for schools and bus companies. Vehicles have overtaken power plants as America's largest source of carbon emissions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Carbon 4 Brewing in Madison has filed for bankruptcy. While the brewery will continue operating, they say that they've had a hard time recovering since the beginning of the COVID pandemic. Filing for bankruptcy will allow Carbon 4 to reorganize their business and allow them to pay down their debts while continuing to pay employees. Last year, Carbon 4 celebrated their 10th year in business and acquired the recipes to Ale Asylum beers. Exact Sciences here in Madison is launching a new test that can help identify hereditary risks for 10 types of cancer. Using the new Risk Guard tests, doctors will be able to use someone's blood or saliva to test for familial risks for the cancers. They'll be available for doctors next month. Exact Sciences says the test will be covered by Medicare and many commercial insurance plans and can help identify if someone might be at risk for cancer and allow people to take preventative steps before the diseases begin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
True, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty, they're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
The Packers restructure a player's contract. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports reporting from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. The Packers here meeting with players' agents have made a deal with linebacker Preston Smith to pay him more with incentives, but save $2 million off their salary cap. What other changes on defense? I spoke to Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Not a ton. You know, I think, you know, this league's a 4-2-5 nickel league, but those conversations will be had over the next few weeks.
NBA, the Bucks in Charlotte to play the Hornets again. Milwaukee looking to go 4-0 after the All-Star break. Doc Rivers says they're doing better each day defensively. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-1 loss to the Cubs, but the crew auditioned 10 different pitchers, including J.J. Bukauskas, who struck out all three batters he faced. He's only given up one hit in camp so far. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He's throwing the ball good. I remember him throwing the ball good last year at the end. He'll be in the major leagues this year at some point.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We are going to warm things up rather quickly as we head toward the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 45 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear, 31. Tomorrow, sunny, 50. Saturday, 62. By Sunday, sunshine with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 16.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball, Thursday noon to 2. Who are the worst drivers in Wisconsin? We'll discuss and take your calls on Civic Media.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Matt Nair on air.
I want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes, space is my bird.
Matt Mayer on air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
So the idea that this has to be taken up is them saying the sky is green.
Right.
And I think even for the non-lawyers among us to be able to say, you know what, the sky is not green even on our worst day, this is BS. You are doing this as a dilatory tactic to help your political friend, your partisan patron. And for you to say that this is something that the court needs to decide because it's something that's unclear in the law is just flagrant, flagrant bullpucky.
You're in a mood.
Thank you, Rachel. It's good Rachel can speak. And you too, because out of the gate, this entire, what is it, Chris, 15, 20 minutes will just be me silently seething.
That's not really good for
That's
radio.
Not good radio. You've been in the talk radio game for a little while now.
No, this is you were a toddler.
This is all I've got this morning.
That's it?
Yeah. This is it. This is not good radio. Do I have 5 or 6 thought bubbles left? What's in them? Okay. Are they legal? No. Okay. Yesterday was a lot. A lot, Chris. A lot, Jody. A mm-hmm. lot. I chose my abort the court in lieu of my Hillary was right about everything t-shirt. However, wow. That rat bastard Mitch McConnell crawling out of town right after the wreckage that he's left mm-hmm. in the Supreme Court and all of our courts and the Senate. It was so fitting, right? It just sucked yesterday. The Supreme Court, Richard Lewis died. It just, there's just, Clyde. And Clyde's having a tizzy. See, Clyde's
and now,
having a...
And now Bonnie's having a tizzy.
Yeah, yeah.
You can hear me today, at least.
Yeah, you're feeling better, which is the good news.
Yes, we can see your mug. There it is.
Okay. What did I say? You know, that's the thing, Jody. Just about every legal expert said they're not going to take this. And what did I always say? I was like, I don't know. With the Supreme Court, with their ego, with their obvious corruption and bent toward Donald Trump.
It only needs 4 SCOTUS members to grant cert. So mm-hmm. it's not the whole court that granted it. It's 4.
And they decided Bush v. Gore in 4 days. And some of those people worked on that. Mm-hmm. Because, boy, when you want to install a Republican president, they sure do move fast. Which is what they're doing. It's exactly what I've been saying for weeks, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That they could... grant him immunity by virtue of delay.
But if he
grant him what he's asking without, I mean,
but if they do it before the election, then Biden can stay in office. I don't think they're going to do
it. I think Biden should cancel the election and just throw an ice cream party.
I agree.
Just, and that would, because apparently he has absolute immunity.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just say SEAL Team 6, stand by, stand back and stand by. I don't know what I meant by that.
I know what you meant.
No, you don't.
It would be legal
if he was granted immunity.
But this is the rat bastardness of it. I guess I'm sorry. This is entirely all of Twitter and Threads. Robert tweeted, the fact that the MAGA Supreme Court didn't outright rule in Trump's favor but elected to delay the case shows that the most likely scenario is they will eventually rule against Trump. They're just providing the loophole for him to escape anyway if the voters decide to put him back in office. This lets them prevent Biden from having absolute power but still tilts the scales for Trump. So we the people have to foil that dirty plan by voting. I mean, that's the thing, Chris, you and I were talking about, Jen Palmieri and others were saying this morning. It is infuriating, but it is literally the feeling I had yesterday. I'm just like, this really? We got to do this again. We got to do this ourselves because this court is clearly corrupt, and this is why voting matters. And as Ellie Mastal said last night, our friend, they have done playing by Mitch McConnell's rules. You know what I mean? Only for Republicans. We have to expand the court. We've got to do. You go back to every single him denying Obama. And I don't know. We'll ask Dean. We have a legal lad, Dino Badala, coming up. But I have to ask, like, I don't know what Obama could have done. Because Mitch McConnell, they don't believe in the rule of law. Of course he flipped on a dime during the election to appoint Amy Coney Barrett. They don't play by any rules. And, you know, I'm sorry, Merrick Garland sucks. He sucks. Oh, my God, I tried so hard to...
What if he had been on the Supreme Court?
I tried so hard to listen to Alison Gill and to be, you know, and to be, what do you call it? He would have done less damage on the Supreme Court, at least, you know?
He
I tried so
sucked.
Hard to be patient, and I understood some of Alison's points. Yeah. But, you know, people like Glenn Kirshner and obviously Dino Badalas for a long time been saying this is exactly what we were trying to avoid. Is him being able to claim election interference because now it's so close to the... And I'm sorry, but, you know, he didn't appoint Jack Smith or move until the January 6th committee shamed him. Adam Schiff said that to us on this show. That, you know, Adam Schiff was unbelievably impatient with Merrick Garland a long time ago. And it's just... I know there's enough blame to go around, but, oh, my God. Don't forgive yourself if you are ripped... angry this morning because you should be. Yes.
For someone who's silently seething, you sure are talky this morning.
I reached down and I summoned it because I need to eat and Bonnie and Clyde need to eat.
Yay, Dr. Marty.
Yay. Yay for kibble. I'm seething for kibble this morning.
Okay. We need a t-shirt. Seething for kibble. For kibble.
Yeah, Rachel Bitticoffer, Bush v. Gore was decided in 4 days. We cannot just shrug our shoulders. I mean, you know, they're calling this expedited. They know exactly what they're doing, right? I mean, I don't have your law and order degree, so I don't know the cert and the this and the that and the stay and whatever.
Yeah, but we're going to ask Dean about this stay.
That's important. Yeah, but this is, as Rachel said, this is bull.
Pucky. Judge, yes. She said pucky.
Yeah, Judge Luttig, God, I mean, I get it. That any legal expert, and everyone's like, oh, they were wrong. Yes, they're wrong, because this is way outside the norm. There is no way the Supreme Court should have taken this.
Unprecedented, maybe?
Ah! Stop using that word!
Okay. You're going to hurt me today.
Judge Ludwig. Yeah, he's feeling better. So
yeah.
Watch out. God. You're closest to me. So I keep staplers away from you.
Right.
Go ahead.
All right.
This is a momentous decision just to hear this case. There was no reason in this world for the Supreme Court to take this case. The three-judge panel of the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia had written a masterful opinion denying that the president's claims of absolute immunity.
Just the fact... You know what it is? I have nothing but anger about just yesterday, but now we're going back to 2000 anger, not just 2016 anger. But, oh my God, can we say again, talk about fighting the way, you know, the Republicans fight. Mm-hmm. Every study showed that if they had finished the counting, Al Gore wins. Imagine how the world would be different today.
Very different.
But and a lot of these justices worked on that case. They were working.
Kavanaugh
and
John
clerks.
Roberts.
They were clerks.
Sure.
Yes. Yes, so they know exactly what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They are putting their finger on the scale for Trump. Ruth Pundit said, Sotomayor, Kagan, or Jackson should be spilling all the effing tea right now. Enough acting like the Supreme Court's a bunch of high googly-mooglies of the law that needs to operate in super secret. We need to know what effing justifies taking the immunity case after the appeals court unanimously eviscerated it. Yeah, Chris Hayes, I think the news is not being conveyed properly. The MAGA majority burned 2 weeks before they did this, then show zero hurry in arguments, really just as much an obvious attempt to stop him from facing trial as possible. That's the other thing. So Jack Smith asked them, take this, just, you know, let's expedite. They say no.
In December.
Yes, mm-hmm. Right? They say, oh, no, no, we have to wait for the, you know,
circuit
the
court.
Esteemed D.C. Circuit Court, right? And then they do, and they're like, oh, well, we need to hear it anyway. Talk about calm down paternalism. Oh, there, D.C. Circuit. We need to, we're the Supremes. We need to take this. Right? I mean, every layer of this is so infuriating. And thank you, Bob Seska. He said, even if Trump is convicted and sentenced in every single case, none of it will matter if he wins in November. So it's up to us. We decide. And as of right now, I'm feeling optimistic they'll lose this election, but only if we want it badly enough. I hope this pisses people off to such a degree. Throw every single one of these motherfuckers out, these Republicans like Mitch McConnell. Oh, my God. Of course he gets slithering out of town. My God,
well, he's technically not retiring. He's just giving up the
right,
leadership.
Right, he's giving up the
I mean, I was already ripped about the Georgia thing yesterday. Talk about the importance of judges. I have to ask Dean too, Jody. How did this judge allow this prosecution of Fani Willis and Nathan Wade to go forward? I've never heard of such a thing. Have you? You allowed a guy on who's being prosecuted on that side. And in the end, he's just gossiping, but you allow a trial to go forward, televised, getting in Fani Willis's panties. And now he has to, so now the damage has been done, and this guy's like, I don't know, this is stuff I heard, this is gossiping. Okay. You know what, I've upset my whole whatever down here. I'm going to have to take an early break.
I have
to take an early break.
You got a poop?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I have. I really, I need a colon blow.
Are you gonna,
no, can't do
you're
that
not
right
gonna,
now.
Oh,
nope.
Oh, wow,
all right, 16 minutes after the hour.
Oh, wow.
We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me
Stephanie Miller.
Ladies and gentlemen, whether you have 3 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes, keep your face wrinkle-free. Introducing Gen 90, the new instant wrinkle treatment from Genucel. Gen 90 instantly reduces the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it, around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. Gen 90 technology is luxurious, nourishing, silk-smooth. Best of all, it starts working in seconds. I know, because I feel that tingle every time. There's a reason why Genucel has 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. And now you can get Genucel XV, my other favorite, the collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid in a pure natural base. For stunning results day after day, Gen 90 and XV are on special sale now. Genucel.com included in the bestseller package. Best value in skincare anywhere. Make your fine lines and wrinkles disappear wherever they are before you even leave the room. Order now at Genucel.com/Stephanie. Get a free beauty box while supplies last, plus free shipping. GENUCEL.com/Stephanie.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Almost Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This section of Seething for Kibble is brought to you by Dr. Marty's. Uh-huh. I'm seething mad, but I have to speak.
Yes, you do.
Because I need kibble.
Well.
Okay. Dr. Marty's delivery day was yesterday, and it is like Christmas comes early every, yeah. Okay? Because they, Bonnie and Clyde, go crazy for that raw freeze-dried flavor of turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Those are the first four ingredients. Right. I learned the hard way. I thought I was the best dog mom ever. As read the back of my dog food bag. I thought it was premium dog food. Meat meal. First ingredient. Yeah. What is that, Gross. Chris? What is that? What is that?
It's whatever they swept off the floor at the supermarket.
Right. It's not like actual justice. It's like justice shavings.
Which is what we're getting.
Right. This is actual real food. And they throw in fruits, vegetables, everything that is great for your doggies. And they love it because it's raw. It's freeze dried. It's pantry safe. It's shelf stable. It is the best food you can feed for your doggie. Oh, your kitty. Hi, Nature's Feast.
Yay.
Hello. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. You get 54% off your first order and a free pack of Tilly's Treasures. Wee. Tweets. Message and data rates may apply or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller. Okay, 22 minutes after the hour, I'm back, seething for kibble. Here we go. I have to speak.
How's your tummy?
Because I need kibble. It's, you know what,
You had a thing.
A moment. That's what America needs, is a colon blow of justice. Some high colonics for everybody. Seriously, between Judge Cannon and whatever this judge in Georgia that let this trial of Vonnie Willis's personal life go forward when it was based on complete bolt, it's just, and now we get to the Supreme Court, and no! Okay, we have Carl Frisch, Dr. Redliner, Dean Obadala for two segments, our legal lad, and Dana Goldberg. A lot to talk about. There's all kinds of ideas. I don't know. Angry staffer said Jack Smith released a narrow set of indictments specifically to get cases tried before the election so the American people could understand Trump's perfidy before they voted. Time to release the rest of them. Members of Congress, yep. Ginny Thomas, et cetera. Full send. That, drop that bomb on the Supreme Court. How about Ginny Thomas?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Rachel Bitticoffer, SCOTUS has no right to deny justice to the 82 million Americans Donald Trump harmed when he tried to wipe out our 2020 votes with his big steel coup plot. And Chris Hayes, no one needs to wonder anymore whether this right-wing court will audaciously, flagrantly in front of the whole nation, use their power to run the clock out so that Donald Trump faces no legal accountability. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Different Chris.
I'm going to guess the sweaty church whore is really, really going to be close to losing us our FCC license. Hi, Lucretia. Hi. Hello. What did I do? Did I do it wrong?
You didn't press it.
Hi, Lucretia. Go ahead. Hello.
Uh-oh.
Rakesh. Oh, really? This is a day for the phones to F with me as well?
Maybe try restarting.
All right. I will try that. Let's do some more Judge Luttig in the meantime.
Under the Constitution and the laws of the United States, there's never been an argument that a former president is immune from prosecution for crimes that he committed while in office. On the more practical level, of course, the court, Supreme Court, is capable of deciding this very quickly in time that the former president could be tried before the election. But today's decision makes that much more unlikely.
So, right. The federal trial will be further delayed, as you may have heard, while the Supreme Court announces. So, let's see. Justices have agreed to have the case expedited. Arguments will begin the week of April 22nd. That's expedited? What happened to the 4 days to shove war criminal George W. Bush into office, despite the fact that he lost? Okay, sorry. Smith requested the court decide on Trump's immunity claims immediately in order to allow the trial to move forward before the November election. You know, Joyce Vance... God, this is what's so infuriating is it is hard to, because we actually believe in the rule of law on our side. She said any attempt to rush the trial of Donald Trump, because of course Judge Chutkan has already been on record as saying, you know, she would give him 7 months to prepare. She said any attempt to rush the trial of Donald Trump on charges that he helped incite a riot would be foolish because it would open the door to a successful appeal.
Yeah.
She said the only thing worse than not getting the trial completed before the voters go to the polls would be to give Trump enough ammo to get the verdict overturned on appeal. She said that she predicted could set in motion another January 6th. This is the last thing I want to do is be afraid of the bullies. Mm-hmm. However, legally, I understand what she's saying. She said if there's anything that would be worse for the country than not having a trial before the election, it would be a conviction that is reversed on appeal. Trump would burn the country down, exacting retribution, demanding a do-over for an election that was stolen from him, she predicted. The right path forward is for the Supreme Court to do its job, decide this appeal promptly. Unfortunately, they don't seem inclined to do so. This is, and as someone, as we just said, this is so flagrant. That's what makes it even worse. Mm-hmm. This is so obvious and flagrant. You don't even have to be, I mean, we haven't got a legal ad, of course, but you don't even have to be a lawyer to go, like, just in case I wasn't. You know what? Maybe the other side of my colon has to go, Chris, who said a Republican president can nominate as many as 4 Supreme Court justices? Why that should terrify you? Who said that?
Judge Doom.
No! Hillary Clinton! Hillary Clinton! Hillary Clinton said that!
Why are you yelling at me?
I don't know.
I'm on behalf
of all the uncommitted voters. Okay.
Nothing.
I'm not yelling. You're in my line of sight. I have to actually move my body to look at Jody, which is a lot at my age.
So you're not mad at me, you're mad at the dirt.
I am mad at the dirt.
Okay.
Exactly. Tina, get me the axe. Okay.
Take that bitch of a bearing wall
Thank
down
you.
And put a
down
window
that bitch of a bearing wall and put a window where it ought to be.
Who said former President Trump's effort to run out the clock has a partner in the Supreme Court at this point? Who said that?
Joan Crawford.
No, Matthew Gaetz. I need a little bit of patriotism, a little bit of happy. Mark Elias, who is a patriot, said, don't give up hope. Those fighting against democracy want you to think all is lost and the courts can't help. Tomorrow will be another day. We must all keep hope and determination to fight with everything we have for free and fair elections and victory in November 24. Forgive us if we feel like we already did that. That's what this is about. How many times have we said no to Donald Trump in election after election and his ideas in election after election, including 2020 by a huge margin? And it's just, here we are again. Yeah, way cool tweets. Looks like the American people will have to stand up again. Kick not only Trumpy Dumpty and anti-women's health care, child-slaughtering, gun-nut Republicans to the curb once again. Remember when Biden won and people danced in the streets? Let's do it again. Mm-hmm. It will be wild. Yeah, it'll be one. Oh, I'm sorry. Just because I didn't think I was mad enough yet. How about Speaker Moses, Speaker God Warrior, not seating Tom Suozzi? What? They just make up their own rules. What do you?
Didn't he seat him yesterday?
He was for refusing to seat him. I mean,
he Mitch spoke McConnell, on the floor of the House?
Yeah, he spoke on the... He's
right,
been seated.
But yesterday, that was the story, is that he wasn't going to seat him. I'm like, I swear to God, they just... They're like any of those kids you played with that just cheated and made up their own rules during a game. You're like, wait, what? Mitch McConnell. I mean, oh my God.
Ted, you're at no one.
Chris, who said, Mr. Speaker, after my recent election, you said something I must gently take exception to. You said Tom Suozzi ran like a Republican. Let me be very clear, Mr. Speaker. I am a true blue, dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. Who said that?
Christina Crawford.
No, Tom Suozzi. It's in the quote that he said. Tom Suozzi. All right.
Could have been Christina Crawford.
Should we see? Oh, it works. Oh, Pete's dog is on the line from Wisconsin. Hi, Pete's dog. Pete?
Oh.
Hi.
Hey, good buddy every morning.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, the squirrels are out back again, and they're trying to claim ownership of the tree.
Yeah, okay.
So I've got a conspiracy snossage about the Supreme Court.
Oh, wow. Hang on. Hold, please. Oh, my God. We blew through a hard break.
I've been pointing at it.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The city of Janesville is planning to buy the site of the former GM plant to try to revive development there. The plant was closed in 2008 and demolished 10 years later. All that's there now is 250 acres of concrete debris and contaminated soil. City officials say they'll spend the next year gathering information and community input. It's been more than a week now since anyone's seen 3-year-old Elijah Vu from Two Rivers. His grandmother made an emotional plea at a press conference this week.
I want my grandson to be home, raise my family. So I want everybody to continue. Don't stop.
His mother and her boyfriend are in jail on child neglect charges. There's a $15,000 reward for information that helps find Elijah. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. The State Building Commission has signed off on two big projects on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus. UW Athletics says that work to replace the Camp Randall Memorial Sports Center and practice field can begin next year. They will also do some work on the ice rink at the Cole Center, shrinking it from its current Olympic size to more common NHL dimensions. The Cole Center is one of just five NCAA Division I hockey arenas with the larger rink. Estella Leopold, the last remaining child of world-renowned conservationist Aldo Leopold, has died. She was 97 years old. Estella Leopold was a conservationist in her own right, specializing in the study of fossilized pollen. She also joined her other siblings to found the Aldo Leopold Foundation in 1982. In a statement, the foundation said that Estella followed her family tradition and was an honored scientist and ardent conservationist. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
We are going to warm things up rather quickly as we head toward the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 45 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear, 31. Tomorrow, sunny, 50. Saturday, 62 by Sunday, sunshine. with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
So I want to put a finer point on something that the judge said about how long the Supreme Court has and how its timing would affect the timing of the trial. When the stay was applied for by Donald Trump because of this argument on immunity, we were at December 7th, and he was 88 days to the original March 4th trial. Judge Chutkan has very publicly committed herself to giving Donald Trump 7 months to prepare for trial. So that 88-day period, theoretically, is going to be one that she's going to seek to preserve. And that's why the timing here is so absolutely crucial.
Oh, my God. Andrew Weissman, why on God's green earth did the Supreme Court not take the case earlier when the special counsel sought review directly from the district court? They have really played into Trump's hands. And it's hard to not say it's deliberate, whether it's ego or corruption or whatever. But let's talk to our friend.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend. CarlFrisch.com. Good morning, Carl Frisch. I mean morning. That ironically. Hello.
Dark morning to you.
It's a very dark morning. Carl, your just initial thoughts when you heard yesterday.
Well, we knew the day was coming. I think the timing is suspect, but I'm eager to get this dispatched as soon as possible.
Yeah, it's just, this is what I was afraid of. I was saying, I think they are so arrogant that they're going to say, no, we have to take this. We have to put our stamp on it. But it will give Donald Trump the immunity he's looking for, you know, even if they rule, against him, which, you know, that part would be like, if they actually rule, there's complete presidential immunity, that'll, you know, forget it. Our system of laws is over.
Well, I think what this does is it impresses upon the need for the American people to provide justice in the form of their vote by ensuring that he is never in the White House ever again.
Yeah, I guess we can be forgiven for saying we already effing did that. Hold please. Tristan Snell said the Supreme Court heard and decided Bush v. Gore in three days. Sorry, I thought it was four, Carl. Boy, we've been talking ever since then. That was expediting a case of national importance. The Supreme Court apparently now thinks expediting means 3 months. Clearest evidence yet that SCOTUS is corrupt and broken. I mean, I guess that is the, you know, I guess that's the lesson, like you said. And I get it that we have to, like, pick ourselves up and brush ourselves off. But it is so infuriating.
I think it is natural for us as liberals to have high hopes that the Supreme Court will do the right thing. But eventually we're going to learn that this is not the Supreme Court that brought civil rights cases to the forefront and, improved the lot of millions of Americans. This is a Supreme Court that systematically sides with corporations. This is a Supreme Court that systematically presents problematic cases like overturning Roe. And so there's a reason why this court has an approval rating, I think, at 18% now.
It's dropped 40 points in the last, I don't even know what period of time.
So, liberals have historically had a fondness for the Supreme Court, at least this, you know, the most recent generations of liberals, because of its record on civil rights. But that is not the Supreme Court that we're dealing with today.
Yeah. Victoria tweets, Hillary warned people every day the Supreme Court was on the ballot. She said if you didn't want to vote for her, vote to protect the court. But in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, 800,000 Democrats voted third party. She only lost by 77,000 votes. Maybe the trick is to stop repeating the same errors over and over again. And I can't help, you know, it, Carl, but it's on the heels of this uncommitted vote in Michigan, which I understand, but we already... particularly perilous time in our democracy. Just your thoughts as a longtime campaign strategist.
Well, I think people have a choice. And, you know, I think protest is fine. But this November, when push comes to shove, there are only two choices on the ballot that will have any substantive impact. And that is voting for Donald Trump or voting for Joe Biden.
Right.
And a vote for anybody other than those two is a vote for Donald Trump.
You know, so as we call him, His Excellency, Eric Holder, mm-hmm. echoed your thoughts, Carl. He said, there is no cavalry coming, no miracle solution, no saviors. In the end, we, the American people, not any of our institutions, have to save our democracy by voting in defense of that democracy this fall. We are the cavalry. The responsibility is ours. The only thing that, you know, gave me hope is I thought... at least the good guys are in charge. You know what I mean? We don't have to feel like, oh, the election's going to be stolen anyway because Trump and his corrupt, you know, clan are in charge. I mean, you have to just hope we're going to have to fight for every last vote and that every last vote is counted, right?
Yeah, and I've seen some of the media talk about how liberals are fatalistic when it comes to this stuff, and that's true. You know, we saw George W. and Donald Trump come into the White House without receiving the most votes. And so... I think it's important that we channel that fatalism into something impactful and meaningful, and that is doing every single thing we can to make sure that Donald Trump is never elected or never seated as president.
Let me explain my rage lasagna to you this morning, Carl. It starts in started in 2000. But when you think about it, the fact that Al Gore won that election, that if they had finished counting Al Gore, but some of these same justices that were working, as we said, as clerks, help make sure they installed a Republican president in 3 days. That president is a war criminal who lied us into an unnecessary war. That was an unnecessary war. The fact that you're protesting, you don't like, you know, how Biden's dealing with Netanyahu or whatever, this is a war criminal. How many Americans, right? First of all, died because the worst security failure in our history happened on his watch. Then we attacked the wrong country based on lies. I mean... oh, my God. How many times must we say elections have consequences? Then you skip to 2016. And here we are today. The women have lost bodily autonomy. I mean, I think you're right. The fine line is turning that rage into voting and not into depression and hopelessness, right?
It has to be. And it has to. It can't just be voting either. Voting is not enough. Everybody has the power to do something extra than voting. Even if you can't get out of your house, you can do things from home that will increase the likelihood that Biden wins. You can make phone calls. You can donate money. You can call your friends and tell them to get involved because you can't. So there is no shortage of things that one can do. And whenever somebody feels hopeless or helpless or that we're doomed, that is the moment that they need to do even more.
So let me get your take on, again, in terms of what you can do. Black Knight says, Jack Smith really only has two options at this point. Stand pat, hope the Supreme Court moves as fast as possible, rules against Trump, leaves enough time for a trial. Two, indict all of Trump's co-conspirators, including members of Congress, fake electors, etc., put out a massive speaking indictment so the public has the truth before the election. I am so tired, Carl, of us playing by some different set of, you know, Lady Bing rules. You know, this is how we got here.
Well, I think a press conference is probably in order where things are detailed. And I would support having these unnamed folks named and indicted, you know, assuming that they've got the ability to do so and that some of these people are cooperating or whatever. I think people are probably recalibrating across Washington and other places today.
Yeah.
And it'll be very interesting to see how they proceed, but hopefully they do not proceed by just laying down and waiting.
Yeah, yeah. We've been mentioning this over and over. Elie Mystal said there's nothing you care about that survives a 6-3 Republican court for a generation. Nothing. I don't know how many times the court has to prove that for people before liberals unify and act. I mean, we've been talking forever about expanding the court. I mean, I just, you know, Carl, I think we have to fight differently. And, you know, with Mitch McConnell leaving yesterday, I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but I don't think anyone has done as much damage to this country, I would argue, you know, other than Donald Trump would be Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, and, you know, what's nuts about it is that he's likely to be replaced by somebody worse.
Yep, absolutely.
And so, you know, even Mitch McConnell...
Bobby Kennedy has endorsed Rand Paul. Mm-hmm. That seems like a great idea. I
thought you'd like that.
Just to complete the loop of crazy.
Oh my God. Well, and then you've got John Cornyn and John Thune and Barrister from Wyoming. It's like none of this is better. And McConnell was awful. So that should tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Norm Ornstein. I'm just, you know, going through all the legal experts, Carl. The brutal reality, John Roberts' Supreme Court is an ally of Donald Trump. By taking its time to evaluate the immunity case and then deciding to stretch out its decision-making under these extraordinary circumstances, they are giving Trump immunity should he win. Just awful. That's what I was saying is they know. They are voting to give him immunity, even though, you know, they can say, oh, no, we voted that, you know, he doesn't have immunity. But they know exactly what they're doing, don't they?
Yeah, and you know what's nuts about it is that if they do decide that he does not have immunity and he's elected, then you know the subject doesn't even get revisited for a number of years if Trump isn't impeached and convicted by a future Congress.
Last one, Mary Trump. The Supreme Court of the United States just reminded us with this corrupt decision that the insurrection did not fail. It never ended. I mean, that's a great point, but it's ironic, right? This trial is about, you know, about the coup, and they're basically enabling it to...
I mean, how many justices were appointed by presidents in recent years that didn't have a majority of the vote to get there in the first place? Mm-hmm. So, you know, in a certain sense, it is all about preserving power and preserving paths for them to maintain power. And that's what's dangerous about this. And again... anybody within the sound of our voices who's not taking this as a rallying cry to get up and get out and start doing things needs to listen a little bit more carefully.
Yeah. I mean, what it's just all those, you know, friends that are like, oh, he gets away with everything. He'll get away. He won't pay a penny. He won't. I mean, that was the one sliver yesterday. Trump denied request to pause $454 million fraud verdict. I love that he thinks that they're like they're one of his contractors. Mm-hmm. How about you just take a penny on the dollar for what I owe? It's like, what? Not, I mean, at least, like, I will take any sliver of justice I can get. That they were like, what? No. So I don't know now how he's going to get the money, but it's just the rest of us don't get to do that.
No. And, you know, but again, all of these things that he does in court are just designed to delay and obfuscate. Right. So. His lawyers are going to probably file more motions and different kinds of appeals and different requests until they're forced to, to do.
Oh, my God. It's like he thinks he's on Let's Make a Deal. Oh, no. 450. No, how about you take $100 million and what's in this refrigerator freezer? Okay. Oh, my God.
Behind curtain number three.
That lovely Carol Merrill is showing it right now.
I don't think they're going to take $100 million and a dinette set.
Can I just say the kids loved that Carol Merrill reference? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you,
Carl. Well, and the dinette set. I got it.
Carl, I got it.
Yeah, we all got it.
All the olds got it. All right. Love you, Carl. Love you, Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
All right. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my desperately needed morning kick. I mean, rage only takes you so far, and then your body actually needs to, you know, actually need to hike
replenish.
Later. Yeah, get Bonnie and Clyde out. Yeah.
You know what? You know what helps with that?
Hmm.
Ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha. I feel like I'm favoring of all my 10 supplements, all my 10 children that are in my morning kick. Uh-huh. I feel like I'm favoring ashwagandha because it's the fun name to say.
Well,
and the other children are starting to notice. I love you prebiotics. I love you probiotics. All that stuff is as good as you think it is. Helps you shed pounds, helps you with digestion. I think you know I need help with my digestion.
Yeah, last half hour proved it.
Okay, helps your muscles and joints, your energy, helps with anti-aging. So much good stuff in there, and it's a fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor. Go now to roundhouseprovisions.com with Mama. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
She's your human fox blocker. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I am not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Haley. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You will have no regrets. Couldn't agree more. Cozy Earth sheets available now in 15 awesome colors are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you will sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. I love my Cozy Earth jammies and my Cozy Earth sheets. You will too. That is CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. Type in Miller for 35% off CozyEarth.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you'll get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that movetomadison.com is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It is the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. Visit the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, "Well, I can take care of this." And Wisconsin says, "No. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home."
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
We'll be right back.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. You may wonder why Bonnie and Clyde are not in Jody Hamilton's Petting Zoo.
Why?
As we rename the show, because they're snuggling closer to their Dr. Marty's.
Oh.
They like to snuggle on top of the couch back to back, and they stare directly, I swear to God, at the Dr. Marty's.
Okay.
Just keep an eye on it. Just make sure. You know, there's a lot of protein in there. They know you like your protein, Chris. They're just like watching it.
They're
watching
afraid I'm
you.
Steal it.
Watching you. You are not in the circle of trust.
Okay.
Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you wish I paid you enough to eat like that. Here's my point. My dogs eat fantastic because it's real food. It's what you should be feeding your doggy or your kitty.
Dr. Marty should make people food.
Right?
There you go.
Okay. No artificial
people
preservatives.
Kibble.
People kibble, exactly.
People bits.
Uh-huh.
It's soil and green. Okay. That's not what I meant.
No.
There's no mess. It's shelf-stable, pantry-safe, and raw, freeze-dried. The flavor is amazing. Even picky dogs love it. My listeners get up to 54% off First Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. Black Knight said, if I were Jack Smith, I'd drop the Ginny Thomas fake elector indictment tonight and totally implode the Supreme Court. Jody, how are you feeling about Merrick Garland this morning? I have tried. It's not just this. It's because of letting the Hunter Biden, investigation go on based on what has turned out to be a complete, Russian disinformation agent. The Robert Hur bolt. There's a lot of, I guess my point is there's a lot of bull.
And malarkey.
Yes, there's an extra malarkey. But it just, and like I say, I know when we had Adam Schiff on like 11 billion years ago, he was very impatient with Merrick Garland based on what God bless him and the January 6th committee and Jamie Raskin and what they produced. I understand people's, and Glenn Kirshner has been getting impatient for a long time. And I always try, I'm a Libra, so, I try to see both sides.
Can't wait to hear what Glenn has to say tomorrow.
Claim may explode.
Yeah, I think so.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I know we love Alison Gill. I've taken some of her points to heart, too, about, but this is the problem, is we let Republicans block us. Mm-hmm. Do you know whether it's Mitch McConnell or anybody else? Like, yeah, I get it that it was Trump appointees that, blocked Merrick Garland in the beginning. But it doesn't take a lawyer to go, this is insane that this has gone on this long. Chris Hayes said, this is the MAGA court riding to the rescue to Trump and to try to rob voters of the crucial information as to his guilt. I am gobsmacked. I made the mistake of thinking even they would not be this craven. Truly heinous. Marie in Atlanta, our prosecutor, until we can get a hold of Bonnie Wills. Okay. Hi, Marie.
Good morning.
Yes.
I think that a lot of the commentators have given a best case scenario type of view, as if there's a best case scenario to waiting till April to hear this case on immunity, and then deciding in June. But here's the thing. Rule 3 of the Supreme Court rules says that the court holds a continuous annual term commencing on the first Monday of October, ending the day before the first Monday of October of the following year. We all knew that. But it also says at the end of each term, all cases pending on the docket are continued to the next term.
Oh, wow.
So there is no obligation for them to do anything to submit an opinion and decide this at any time.
Wow.
They could take years.
I mean, at this point, I think it's already so obvious they're trying to put their thumb on the scale for Trump and get him, reinstalled. Mm-hmm. It's just... Marie, I can't imagine even as a lawyer, this is what I was saying about just our faith in our justice system in general is just hanging by a teeny thread, it feels like.
Exactly. And an attorney who is authorized to practice before the Supreme Court can be disbarred from the court for conduct unbecoming a member of the bar. So what does that mean?
Yeah.
We can't get rid of justices who are taking trips with rich guys.
Yeah, it's blatant. We only have about a minute left. Can you answer the question? Mm-hmm. How did this judge let this trial, quote unquote, of Fani Willis and Nathan Wade go forward? How does this happen where someone on the defense, basically decides to prosecute the prosecution?
This is a situation where, as with all judges, what you look at is where they can exercise discretion. This judge is exercising discretion in favor of the Trump team all the time.
Yeah.
people don't realize it because he's smarter than alien nut job down in Florida. Mm-hmm. But he is still exercising discretion in a way that favors the Trump team. So he's helping them dirty up the prosecutor so that the potential jurors, because this would ordinarily never be in an open court.
Thank you.
Ordinarily never be on TV.
Yeah. Thank you. By a guy that was gossiping. Oh, yeah. My God. Dr. Doom next.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7. WMDX.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.